Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our prayer focus today is for the leaders of the city. When you think of leaders, what comes to mind? Do you include those over government, education, businesses, water, electricity? Yep. Environment, ministry, law enforcement, fire, medical, judicial, media, entertainment, and I'm sure there's many others that we haven't covered. Who are the leaders in your city? Think beyond the city council. Many influence various sectors of your community. Connect Us compiles prayers on many subjects. Today, we will use their 7 strong prayers for city leaders in our podcast. We recommend you check them out if you need help to get started praying. In these prayers, they use 9 verses of the foundation of the intercession. So, Father God, we thank you. We pray for the city leaders according to Ezekiel 33:7. As you give them responsibility to watch and guide over the nations they serve, we pray they would be godly watchmen and women. Lord, just as you told prophet Ezekiel that you've made him watchman for the people of Israel, we pray for city leaders that they will be godly watchmen and watchwomen over your creation. We pray that just as you renewed Ezekiel's call as watchman, we pray that you will renew the call for every city leader. Amen. In Colossians 3:2, dear Father, we pray against city leaders who are driven, led, possessed, oppressed by satanic kingdoms and principles in Jesus' name. Lord, please transform their thinking and destroy their waywardness by the blood of Jesus. Help our city leaders to put on the mind of Christ because your word says to set your mind on things above and not on the things of the earth. So, Father, help every city leader to set their mind on what you've called them to do according to your will and purpose. In Joshua 1:7, we pray, Lord, for them to have supernatural strength for our city leaders, that they would be raised up like Joshua so they can be leaders of great courage. Help them not to fear the decisions they have to make because you, Lord, are with them. You put them in these positions. We ask that you will help them to be strong and of good courage and that they will observe to do according to all you have commanded. And we thank you, Father. According to Proverbs 2:6 and 2 Chronicles 20:12, we bless you because you are the Lord over our cities. We pray for every city leader that even though they may not know what to do in tough times, their eyes will be fixed on you. Grant them, Lord, wisdom. Help them to remember that it is you who gives wisdom because from your mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Lord, for granting the leaders wisdom. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, we pray for grace over our city leaders. We recognize your grace is sufficient even in their weakness, that you will perfect it. We pray, God, that your divine power would rest on city leaders, even when they're insulted, criticized, persecuted. It is in their weakness then that you would be strong. Galatians 6:9 and Psalm 37:4, God, we pray that they will not grow weary in doing good, but in due season reap all the things that they strive for because your word says you will give us the desires of our heart. Grant them the desires for the city you have made them to rule over and that you will help them to not give up. And lastly, that they will remain faithful in obeying your voice. Then, O Lord, our God, we will set them on high above all the nations of the earth. We pray that every city leader will obey your voice, and these blessings shall come upon them and the city and overtake them in Jesus' name. We declare that blessed shall every leader be in the city they serve. This is the prayers of our heart in Jesus' name. Amen.